Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys.
Hi.
This is Goop Yourself, the podcast where we talk about everything Goop. I'm Brian Rucker.
I'm Maggie Hewitt.
And we're 1 week closer to Christmas. We're in the midst of Hanukkah.
Yeah. Have you been celebrating Hanukkah?
No, but I have been. I thought I wasn't going to be busy, and I thought I was going to make matzo ball soup like 2 nights ago. So I made all this chicken broth.
Oh.
And then life happened.
But so you can, yeah.
Yeah, now I have chicken broth in the fridge.
Bone broth.
Yeah, right. Well, right after I leave your house today, I'm going to go to the grocery store and get matzo meal and make matzo ball soup this afternoon because I actually don't have anything to do this afternoon.
Nice. And it's like not really that hard. I mean, you just like mix it with an egg and boil them.
Yeah, like the broth is already done. I have some chicken. I'm just going to put the chicken and the broth in the Instant Pot for like 20 minutes and get the chicken all good.
Yum.
And then I'll make the matzo balls. I was thinking of doing latkes too, but it's a little much, especially just for me and John.
Latkes are such a pain in the ass. If I ever make latkes again and I don't do the Goop approved like zucchini latkes or whatever, I think I would just buy like hash browns, like because you can get them like shredded. Because I mean, shredding potatoes, it's like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I do. I did it last Christmas. I made latkes to have a little Hanukkah in the Christmas celebration.
That's nice.
Which is fun.
That's nice.
But yeah, I think, I did it like just on a box grater and it isn't. Yeah. I do have a food processor now, but sometimes like just getting the right attachment for the food processor and like figuring out how to put it in. And then like it takes almost as long as just fucking grating it.
Yeah, I've never made them in my own house. I always make them at my mom's house and she's got like every kitchen gadget in the world.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I've never not made it just grating it.
Because it's just easy.
And it sucks.
Have you ever been to an Israeli's house for Hanukkah?
No.
Well, I don't know if this is true of all Israelis, but when I was a kid, we had family friends and the father was from Israel and we went, I guess we had like Hanukkah at his house and he made latkes like with mashed potatoes.
I've had like that before.
Not sure. I hate them.
Yeah. Cause the inside is too gooey.
Yeah. It's too gooey. It's I like it as hash brown, like eggy, oniony hash browns.
Crunchy.
Crunchy. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't, I mean.
So I don't know if that was an Israeli thing or just his thing.
It's just like some people make them like that. Yeah. I think just cause it's easier. I don't know if it's an Israel. I doubt it's an Israeli thing, but I mean, I've had it like that.
I don't like them.
I wonder if, like, maybe they're not supposed to be like mashed potatoes, but they just, like, shred them too fine.
Maybe.
Maybe they do it in the food processor and it gets too much like a mashed potato. It's riced.
Yeah. Well, if you don't use the right attachment to the food processor, I imagine that would happen.
It could happen.
Yeah, but maybe you're... Well, I think for him, that's how he liked to have them. That's how his... family did it. I don't know. But yeah, I'm just going to do the matzo ball soup. I've been eating like such shit post-Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, I was sick and then I got better, but I haven't really been exercising as much. And then I still am doing like the don't eat before or between 10 a.m. or 8 p.m. and 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I cheated like one day, but I don't know. Like yesterday we had fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Today, and then I don't know. I made a kale Caesar salad last night. That was somewhat healthy.
That's healthy.
And then I had like black beans and veggies for breakfast. I don't know.
Black beans and veggies is also healthy.
Yeah, I think I just need to exercise. I think now because it's been a couple weeks since I've really been exercising and my my mood just gets darker when I don't exercise regularly. God. There's a lag time. I'm like I'm fine for a little while. And then there's like an emotional wall that I'm like, oh, like I know that I would feel better in my head if I move my body. So I just have to get back to that.
Yeah. And we're coming up on the big detox 2018.
That's right. That I'm like definitely looking forward to doing that.
I know.
Because this, yeah, like this week I have very little to do. And then next week we're in New Jersey and New York. So I just know that like I'm not going to be super healthy.
Yeah.
So I just need to power through.
Yeah. I mean, I'm essentially skipping this holiday season.
Good for you.
And I'm like, I mean, I'm still doing keto. I went to the movies last night and saw the new Star Wars, which was really good. And, we went out to dinner before and I got like the keto-est thing you can get.
What'd you get?
Which is like a cheeseburger on lettuce.
Did you go to Shake Shack?
No, we went to Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Yeah. We love Red Robin.
All right. There's a Shake Shack right there, but that's.
Oh, well, it's on the other, it's across the street.
It's closer to the movie theater.
Well, we went to Red Robin and it was so good. I feel like keto is just the easiest diet in the world. Whenever I go out to eat, I just get like a hamburger on lettuce and it's always fine.
Yeah.
It's not hard. I mean, it's kind of boring, so you get the same thing every time, but
you can sort of go anywhere or like it's easier probably than to eat at a restaurant than a lot of other
diets. Yeah, it's like, I mean, anywhere can do that. And it's like, or you can just get like chicken and a side of some vegetables or something and like a sauce. It's not hard. Oh, and I had a Bacardi and diet, which is like not the kind of thing. That's the kind of thing you have to get at Red Robin.
You can get at any bar. Or at any bar. Do some bars like, not have diet soda?
No, they all do. No. But it's just like not the kind of, it's just like, it's not, it didn't feel like a very sophisticated thing
it's
to
not order. But the whole thing is not sophisticated.
No, it's not. So it was, and it was so good. And zero carbs.
Wait, but liquor has some carbs, right? Or no?
I read a thing that said liquor had no carbs.
Maybe, I don't know.
One shot?
Yeah, maybe not one shot, because it's like, yeah, alcohol sugars are different than carbs, so it doesn't count as carbs.
You know what? I'm sure people are going to have opinions on that, but I've been drinking on keto, and I'm still like losing weight and staying in ketosis, so I don't care.
Good for you.
Oh, but the other weird thing is like, I drank one drink last night. It was kind of a heavy pour, but whatever. It was like one drink. And I felt like fine today, this morning. The night before, I'm a big wine drinker. I drank like what I thought was like the best thing you can drink. It was like a natural, like super light red from France. It was like chilled. I had 1.5 glasses. I woke up the next morning. I had like the worst, most splitting headache I've ever had. I felt like I had just like been like at a rager all night.
Wow.
It was really weird. Because I'm drinking way less, but I don't know. It's very weird.
Yeah, I think if you get out of practice for a little while, red wine, it has a reputation of having bad hangovers. It doesn't really, like, I never notice it more than other booze, but that makes sense.
Yeah, I always thought that people just said that because they were just drinking more red wine than they thought they were drinking. Because it's kind of like, you know, you just drink it at dinner, you drink it after, you don't maybe notice how much you're drinking.
But Bacardi and diet is we often in our house, we have Bacardi and diet.
Really?
Because we get those big jugs of Bacardi from Costco. And then if we ever do like, you know, order a pizza or drive through fast food, we'll have Diet Cokes and
Bacardi.
There you go.
Yeah, no, it's good. And it's like a pretty low calorie one.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get started.
Okay.
I was pleasantly surprised with this week's newsletter in comparison with the last couple weeks.
I know.
Yeah.
You
were not.
Was like, I don't know.
I think, yeah, my expectations were just so lowered. So this was like, it came as a little bit of a treat.
It was okay. There were some good things, but I would also say that like most of it was about going to Canada on vacation.
Yeah. So Goop, I guess, just started shipping things to Canada, so they're celebrating that by creating different travel guides to like Vancouver and Montreal and Toronto. And yeah, neither of us read those.
No, we didn't read them at all.
So I'm not going to any of these places soon. It like I can't, you can, it's hard to read travel stuff if you're not going to a place, because it's like, it's just completely useless information that you will forget in 5 minutes. So it's like, what is the point?
Yeah.
And there's not really, and like, as far as Goop goes, like, it's never fun to talk about that stuff. Like, it's
just going to be like a super expensive hotel and like a bunch of expensive, like, restaurants and stuff, and then like maybe like two like cool coffee shops that people like go to.
It's all the same in every city. They like pick just sort of the most uniform, sort of like upscale, semi hipstery stuff. Yeah. And all looks the same no matter what city they're in.
Yeah. And then like once in a while they'll like do you a solid and have like a plastic surgeon on there or something and be like, get a quick Botox injection, right. Which is like always kind of fun and funny, but you know, it's enough.
So, well, what was your best then?
Megan's morning routine from Monday. Too. Yeah. Megan is the new senior beauty editor. We've been talking about her a lot. And she's been sharing her like lots of different types of routines, like her teeth whitening routine. And this week she had her morning routine, which was great. She goes to yoga. Then she goes to the kitchen and forces herself to drink that Goop Glow. I felt like,
they're definitely Goop, forcing her to drink that Goop Glow.
They force every single person is like, let me tell you what I do every single day. First, I drink Goop Glow. I love it. It's the best. It's like,
they probably have like cameras installed in all their employees' houses to make sure that they drink it every morning.
Oh my God. I know. Cause she had a cup. She drinks it out of a Hello Kitty mug and shows there's like a selfie of her drinking it. And then like there's a shot from like a top down shot of inside the mug. So you can see it's not coffee or anything else. It's Goop Glow. That orange Goop Glow, which I felt like somebody like forced her to put in there. Cause it was like, we can't see that it's Goop Glow.
I mean, I thought this was her, A Star Is Born moment.
I did too.
Like this is, I, you know, we liked Megan before, we were rooting for her. She was new. We thought her mom was rough to her last week about
her mom has a little small cameo in this one too.
Oh, I must've missed that.
Her mom taught her to put lavender on her neck.
Oh, right.
To not get a cold.
But I really do think she is going to be the new Jean. Like, I mean, this, it was sort of like you see Jennifer Lawrence in Winter's Bone. You're like, oh, she's great. She has an Oscar nomination. And then Hunger Games come out and you're like, oh, you're this is a movie star. That's how I felt. Yeah. That's how I felt with Megan today. Oh, I was like, she is, they're grooming her to be the face of Goop.
Oh, when she goes out on her fire escape to eat her apple for breakfast.
Nothing. I mean, nothing was more relatable. If, no. Like, if you've ever lived in New York, that, like, you have no outside options unless you're, like, go all the way downstairs except for, like, going out on your fire escape.
Yeah.
So, like, I've spent, hours on my, never really ate breakfast on my fire escape. But, like, you definitely go out on your fire escape a lot.
She sneaks out. Yeah. Still wearing her towel.
Yeah, I mean, the morning routine itself was, like, pretty Goop standard. Like, I was, like, I don't know. It was, I love reading any sort of routines. Or, like, in New York Magazine, they'll have, like, what did you eat for 48 hours?
Love like,
they're my favorite. It's my favorite type of literature.
I know, me too. And it's also our favorite type of podcast, in case you haven't noticed. That's basically what we talk about.
Yeah, exactly what we do. The one weird thing she said, which I think was the very first line of her thing, was, if I didn't have places to be, I'd take several showers a day.
She likes showers.
I guess. Like, I like showers okay, but several a day. That sounds almost like OCD.
Yeah, like, it does.
Yeah.
Well, because if you take too many showers, if I take, like, two showers when the sun is still out, like, I can take a shower in the morning and a shower at night and be okay. But if I take a shower in, like, the morning and a shower in the afternoon.
You did something weird to deserve that second shower.
Yeah, but I did something weird, probably. But if it's just, like, me being, like, around and, like, feeling like it, my skin dries out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do, like, I'm like her where I take really hot showers.
Mm. Oh, me too. Like, you're not supposed to, but I love it.
I know it's really bad for your skin, but it feels so good.
The other things I love, especially it turns out she makes homemade granola every week. That's cool. She takes ashwagandha, which I was very excited about. I guess everyone at Goop takes it.
And were you just lumping yourself in with everyone at Goop? Yeah. Because you started to say, I do. And then you go, well, I guess everyone at Goop does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that was crazy to me is she puts night cream on in the morning.
I know she does night cream in the morning. And how goopy is that to be like, yeah, this is a night cream, but it works really well for my skin in the day. To like know that about yourself is like your next level at that point.
I mean, she's like, it's like you have to learn the rules in order to break them.
Exactly. And that's what she did. Yeah, no, that's exactly what she did. It was amazing.
So I am just, I love Megan. She's a star. She's the new face of Goop. Jean, I guess there's an exit plan for Jean now if she wants to retire.
Wait, yeah, because Jean wasn't in this.
Jean's been quiet lately. I mean, she's probably on vacation. Maybe. She probably takes like a month long vacation to like Saint-Tropez.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah, but yeah, and I don't want to, it's not an all about Eve situation. I don't want to pit powerful women against each other. I'm sure they are best friends and Jean is a mentor to Megan. But yeah, I'm here for it. I love Megan. I love Megan's mom.
We love Megan's mom.
More of her. I would love Blythe and Megan's mom to do a column together.
That would be great.
That would be great.
The moms of Goop.
Yep. Now we're just straight up pitching Goop.
Now pitching them things.
Free,
so. Yeah.
Cool. So what was your worst?
Let me see. My worst was, oh, my worst was definitely, there was this one that was like last minute gift guide.
Oh, yeah.
What to get for people. And it had some stuff, there was like a foot soak on it. Mm-hmm. And then like it slowly started to become more and more insane. Maybe it should have been my craziest because like then like a little way down the list, there's like a $3 bag of pasta.
That was so weird. It was like, it's pasta from Italy and it's $3. And I'm like, have you ever been to a grocery store? Like literally that's every single pasta you could buy.
Yeah, they're like, it's only $3. It's
like, that's like a normal price. Like
it's like just a bag of pasta. Yeah. It's so weird.
Like that's every pasta.
Yeah. And then you scroll a little bit further down and there's lemons. Like, why don't you give people these like organic
that
ones?
Was really crazy. I don't know why I didn't make this my craziest either.
Which it reminded me of like in Little Women when like the youngest sister's collecting limes in her desk.
Oh, yeah.
And because I guess it's like
back then citrus was like rare.
Citrus was rare and it was like a special like Christmas thing. But yeah. I mean nowadays like what would lemons
like if you just opened a gift and it was just like either one lemon or like a ton of lemons. I don't know what's weirder.
I think but yeah, back one in the day, is weirder yeah, that than is, a
that's
ton.
Probably weirder. Did you ever read those books, All of a Kind Family?
No, I've never heard of
it. It was like for kids, but it was all about these like this like Jewish immigrant family that came over on Ellis Island and they like lived on the Lower East Side.
Sounds good.
And there's like it was like six girls. It was all girls, and their names were like Sadie and Elaine and I don't know, you know, regular Jewish names. But there was a big plot where all they wanted for Christmas was an orange. Because they never haven't had an, or they like smelled an orange once. And,
oh, that's sweet.
And yeah, they would only usually get like sardines or whatever, but they finally got an orange. And I remember as a kid being like, that's so stupid. Who cares about an orange?
Well, it's like a weird, like Chris, I guess like orange, citrus is in season during Christmas time,
yeah.
But it's like kind of exotic, like hard to, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess especially like in the Northeast, you can't grow it there, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was very weird. Yeah. I was just disappointed by that article because I was like, I thought, oh, at least I'll be able to find my thing I would buy in this gift, in this little last minute gift thing, and I couldn't even find it.
Oh, no. Then the last thing on the list was condoms.
That's right.
They were like, then give, so here, Merry Christmas. It's a bag of pasta, a lemon, and some condoms. Merry Christmas. Thank you. You're crazy. That is the craziest thing I can, it should have been my craziest,
yeah,
I guess.
It started,
it's so stupid.
It started out like, oh, here's our, like a travel size of our like new scent. Here's like the travel size of our, you know, regular Goop products.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, the foot soak. But yeah.
Like, the foot soak is, like, even that is, like, borderline weird. Like, the foot soak is, like, a nice gift, but it's still, like, it's specific, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, like, here's just, like, a bath. Like, here's not, it's not just, like, bath salts or something. It's, like, a little bit more, you know what I mean? Which could make it good or make it bad. Also, sorry, my dog has been going crazy. I don't know if we're going to be able to hear it, but he's been, like, jumping around and, like, really freaking out.
That was very weird.
Yeah.
But I think it like it lulled you into not think because it like starts off normal and then by the time you get to the lemon and the condom you're like,
You're like, this is just, this they're is, on, yeah. they're out of it. They're out of their minds.
And it was like ultra thin condom. It was like,
oh my God. And it's like, how do you know if somebody even uses condoms? Like why? I mean.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, that's.
It's like so rude.
Well, yeah, I don't know what's ruder, like to give it to a woman or a man.
I think or, if, I think you should give it to like, someone with a penis, right? I mean,
yeah.
I well, guess.
The only person I would, like if you're a sex ed teacher in high school, I guess.
If you're like a pervert and you're always like, I love fucking everyone and I always use a condom, then maybe.
Or if you give it to your kids, maybe.
Oh my God. No.
I don't know what, but you wouldn't give it to a friend. Like, unless it's like a joke, like a bachelor party or something. I don't.
Yeah, but don't they really weren't get... like funny novelty condoms. No. They were like expensive, like natural goop condoms.
Yeah. Very odd.
I don't know. Real weird.
My worst was they had, aside from the Canadian guides, they had a Laguna Beach and a Newport Beach guide.
Oh, really? Oh, I wish I had seen that.
And I'm just like, I still, it's a year. It's been a year since my honeymoon in Hawaii, and I'm still like mad there was no Goop Hawaii guide. Mm-hmm. And now they're fucking doing Orange County.
Wait, there isn't a...
No, on G-Spotting, there's no Hawaii guide. It's very weird.
I would think there would be one.
I would think so too. And then like, I mean, I don't know much. I don't think I've actually ever been to like Laguna Beach or Newport Beach. The only thing I really know about it is Real Housewives of Orange County. Mm-hmm. And that make, I don't know. I like looking at that culture of like rich white suburban Republicans who live on the beach. It's like a very interesting culture. And yeah. I feel like this guide doesn't capture. And that's how I feel about all the travel guides, is they're all the same, no matter where you are. It's like, here's a cool, like, you know, white open plan coffee shop with like pour over coffee. And here's like a farm to table restaurant. And it's like, it could be anywhere. I want to see, I'm sorry, Orange County guide. I want to see like Tortilla Republic,
yeah,
which is like where they hang out,
like Houston.
Yeah, that's because that's where these people go.
Yeah.
So it was just like annoying, and then also like, really, this is what we're focusing our energy on when there's a lot of destination worthy places that they don't have guides yet.
It's Christmas; they can't be bothered. I mean, they probably just were like, oh, just like drive like 20 minutes south and just like pick something.
Yeah.
I'm
sure. Oh, and they also have a pop-up, a Goop gift pop-up in Lido Village, which I guess is like, it's like a outdoor mall in Newport Beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of money over there.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, what was your craziest if it wasn't the last minute gift?
I mean, now I feel like my craziest and my worst maybe should have been switched, but my craziest was the Liquid IV, the like hangover cure article.
Yeah.
So like it wasn't that insane, but at the beginning they basically were like, here's a doctor who's just sort of guessing about what a hangover is and how you can fix it. Like a functional doctor. They were like, they don't know. They're like, this is what she kind of thinks. Like no proof or anything. And then it's just basically like hydrate, like drink a lot of water, and then it had like some weird hangover cures. And then but like kind of standard stuff, I thought. And then at the bottom, they were like, this is brought to you in partnership with our friends at Liquid IV. So, you know, the rich and famous, when they're hungover, they have a doctor come to their house and give them an IV to, like, hydrate them. And that's real. And it's supposed to make you feel, like, amazing. I think that that is, like, one of the most terrifying and creepiest and weirdest things in the world.
I would do it in a second. If you're hungover, it would make your hangover instantly go away. You're replacing all your fluids.
Yeah. I'm
Sounds
sure
amazing.
I would do it, too. But, like, there's something sick and dark about that process. Like, someone coming to your house with an IV, there's something dark about it. And I think they even like in Las Vegas, they have like places, and like probably here too, they have like clinic type places
you could
go
just drop in. That's $1 million idea. You pay $20 to just go stumble in the morning, you know, doing God knows what the night before.
Sure.
And you feel instantly better. Like, do you need a medical license to do an IV? I have no idea.
Of course you need, I mean, you need to like, yes.
It can't be like, I mean, like a manicurist. Well, I guess it's not the same.
Doesn't
thing.
Give you an IV.
Yeah, but it just seems like you should be able to drop in. I don't know.
Whatever. It's like super dark to me. The first time I ever heard about it was like a friend of mine who's like a friend who had a friend who was a doctor. And she was just like part of this like super rich like circle of people. And he would like come over to your house and do it.
Wow.
And anyway, so some people are afraid of needles, so they made up this thing called liquid IV, which is like you mix something into your water, and it's like makes your glass of water as good as 3 glasses of water, and it's like being an IV, but you drink it.
It's so stupid. It's like it's not an IV because you're drinking it. So why? Like it's literally just like it's like drinking a Gatorade, I imagine, or a Goop Glow. Yeah, that was so dumb. Because at first I was like, I saw the like the picture of the liquid IV, and I was like, oh my god, is this a like do it yourself IV?
I know.
And I thought that was insane. And then I saw that it's just called liquid IV, and it's just like a Alka-Seltzer or whatever.
Yeah.
This was my craziest too. Like. Because, yeah, some of the stuff was very normal that the advice was, like, drink a lot of water. Like, alternate alcoholic drinks with water.
Yeah, the night before.
And then telling you, you know, you get dehydrated, you're pouring, you have poor sleep, you know, limit your drink count, have a full meal afterwards, like, have protein, eggs, blah, blah, blah. But then at the top, they say something about Dr. Berzin, and then they have a little asterisk that says, fellow science nerds, see the footnote at the bottom of this piece.
Oh, yeah, I did not see that footnote.
Well, also like the fact that they have the audacity that to say that science nerds are reading articles on Goop like, okay, we all know who is reading these articles and they're not science nerds.
No.
And then so then I was like, oh, I'm excited to see this asterisk. And the bottom is like a straight up like pushing some weird Chinese herb that's not approved by the FDA. I'm like, thank you, something. So that at the bottom, and they
that's put what it the at the science bottom. Nerds were supposed to see.
They put it at the bottom, so it's not integrated into the article.
That's
but
really
at the very bottom, the asterisk, it says, interesting research in this space comes from Jing Lang, MD, PhD, and adjunct professor of USC's Titus Family Department of Clinical Pharmacy. So and a neuroscience. So these are, I guess, people that have qualifications. But then they claim that there is a purified extract from the Chinese herb Hovania, which goes by the chemical name of dihydromyrisidin, or DHM, and apparently it blocks the effects of ethanol in rats. So I guess what they're saying is you take this Chinese herb maybe before you drink, and then you can drink as much as you want and not get hungover. I don't know. Who knows? What?
I didn't read that.
It says Lang is now parlaying this work into Alzheimer's research, exploring DMH as a possible Alzheimer's medication too. So they just threw that in at the end, which
here's like an insane thing for science nerds.
Yeah, for science nerds, like here's a weird Chinese herb. It's great to prevent hangovers, and also it probably prevents Alzheimer's. So
there was a little bit of some true
crazy Goop stuff. So I was appreciative of that. That's and now good. I definitely want to try this Chinese herb.
Yeah, I know. Drink
see
works.
What happens. Yeah.
It works. If it didn't work, they wouldn't be a newsletter.
Shh, science nerds only. Like you might not, like lay people might not understand this like technical jargon.
Yeah.
What would you try?
Well, the thing I would try is actually from this article too.
Okay.
It's the make your own sports drink.
Oh, that's not the liquid IV?
Liquid IV, Goop Glow. It's just lemon water with like a little bit of sea salt, and you can put like honey in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Because I think the point is you get, what's it called? You know, it starts with an M.
I don't know.
You get something good from like salt. And like when you're dehydrated, you need like salt.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever. It's like salt, basically like a little salt in your water and magnesium.
Oh, okay, magnesium. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll just do that. It's so it's cheaper than Gatorade. It's probably better for you. I could put like pink Himalayan sea salt in it.
Yeah, Goop had an article a couple months ago about that, like putting a little pink Himalayan sea salt in your water. And I remember I tried it for a couple days and it was great. Yeah. You can go too far sometimes and then it turns into like salt water.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you put a little bit in.
Like you don't want to like taste it. Probably.
Yeah. But it changes the like viscosity of the water a little bit in a good way. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, this is a good. Yeah. It said like add a little lemon juice or other juice to water, honey, and sea salt.
Sounds good to
me.
It's
a lot cheaper than Goop Glow.
Yes. And it's probably the exact same thing.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
the thing I would, oh, there was like an, you know, it was another recipe article about like easy things to make for a crowd, which was not a great article, but there was a slow roasted mustardy salmon.
Oh, that yeah, looked really that good.
And it did look really easy. And I, whenever I cook salmon, I always cook it in the pan. I never think of slow roasting it because I usually just do, because like John doesn't really like fish. So if I make salmon, it's usually just for me. So I'll do like a little filet.
Yeah.
But this did look good to get like a whole side of salmon and then like smother it in this like mustard sauce and then slow roast it on 275, which is so low.
Yeah, because that sounds, because I'm always scared. I never cook it in the oven either because I'm always scared I'm going to dry it out.
Yeah.
I always do it in a pan too. But this seems good.
Yeah, and I think if you cook it
that low,
like you can, because usually when I like salmon that like is seared and still like really pink in the middle.
Uh-huh.
But I think if you cook it that low, you can cook it all the way through and it still will be moist, yeah. Especially with that sauce.
Yeah, with that sauce.
It just sounded really good.
Yeah.
So I'd try that.
Yeah, I would try that too for sure.
What would you buy?
Oh, I think it was in the I want to go on vacation really bad. And I've been like daydreaming about going on vacation. And when I do, which I probably won't, I want to get the Cosmos convertible dress in the Monday newsletter.
Oh.
It's just this like really pretty like sleeveless dress. And it just looks like something you wear on like an island vacation. It's really nice. And
yeah.
It's only like $400, which for a dress from Goop is like actually like basically cheap.
Yeah, that's doable for a vacation outfit.
Yeah.
God, mine was about vacations too. I'm like daydreaming really? About vacations.
Yeah.
So I couldn't find an actual product I wanted. So there was like one article, I think it was on the Monday newsletter, about like really like fancy hotels all around the world. And I guess Nobu in Malibu is opening up its own boutique hotel.
Where?
In Malibu.
Oh.
So I'm like, I would like, my dream is to be rich enough to just like go on a staycation whenever I want a night away.
Me
to
too.
Be like, oh, let's get a hotel room and just not think about it.
I know.
So it's like, how amazing just to be like, oh, let's get a reservation at Nobu, drive to the beach, and then just stay there the night, like, because we have nothing to do.
Oh, my God.
And we
God.
Can just, like, go to, I don't know. It just, I was, like, it was really amazing, and I just want to be rich so bad.
I want to be rich, too. I know. And I would just, like, never not be on vacation wearing a $300 convertible dress or $400.
Yeah, like, just, and I'm not even, like, I've been to the Nobu in New York. It's good, but I'm not, like, a Nobu head. And I'm not even, like, a mallet. Like, I like mallet. But it, for some reason, this just, like, it like triggered something.
It's just, it's so close and yet so far
yeah,
away.
Exactly. But yeah, it's like, it was very, I don't know. Something happened when I read that. I was
yeah.
like, ooh, I need to get on my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so next week I will be in the air flying to the East Coast.
Okay.
So maybe we'll do one when I get there, or maybe we'll do a quick one before I leave Thursday night.
Yeah, if we can,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. If not, you guys don't care.
Yeah, you guys will be you'll be celebrating.
Do.
Yeah. yeah.
And I'm sure Goop will have like nothing going on next week.
Oh, no. Like, Goop yeah. is going to be just pure. It will be, like I said before, a link to Barney's. It won't be anything. yeah.
Thank you guys,
thank
as
you
always,
so
for listening. Tell your friends about this podcast, if
please.
They like Goop.
Yeah.
I know there's like 10 million podcasts out there. And, you know, we're not Dirty John. I get it. but, you know, we have our own
yeah,
fun.
But we talk about like rich people in Newport Beach.
That's
so
true.
We're similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rate us on iTunes and follow us on Instagram at Goop Yourself and Twitter Goop Yourself Pod. And have a wonderful holiday. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. If we don't see you till the new year, is
yeah.
that possible?
It could be. Well, yeah. Who knows?
Okay. Well, we love you.
We love
hope you
we'll
have a
back.
Good Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and solstice.
Oh yeah. That's coming up.
That's the one that I told you. I'm now want to only do solstice.
Why not? That's the original winter holiday.
It's the original winter holiday, and I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the Christmas. I'm sick of it all. But
yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.